The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Steve Taylor, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Well, good evening, Walla Walla fans. We are at home today in beautiful, snowy Walla Walla, Washington, and we're at DeSales High School. We are broadcasting from the Christmas Classic. I want to make sure I say that right. I'm pretty good, as if you've been listening to me at all, you know I'm pretty good at making up names of things, so make sure that's right. So this is the Edward Jones Christmas Classic, and we are going to play, we always play Hawks tonight. Now this is where we started our season, against the Hawks at their house, and we went 0-2 that night. It sounds like the Boy Hawks are injured, so it may be a different thing outcome there. And it sounds like the Lady Hawks have been on a tear. So Coach Mignoghi's got to be ready for them because they sound like they've been playing very well. But, you know, it's the Christmas break, so who knows who shows up. Because if any time you see one of these contests over the Christmas break, it is always interesting that, you know, one or two of the players isn't got their head into the game as the way that they would in the normal part of the season. So let's hope that we don't have that. We just have a great night tonight. I'm hoping that everybody that's listening tonight had a great Christmas. Nice to be able to say that on the air. I mean, like I told you guys before, I was a coach at a public school, and you had to be careful about what you said, and that's kind of crazy. But I had a great Christmas, and I hope that everybody out there did. I got to spend mine with my entire family of kids and grandkids, and it was awesome. It doesn't get any better than that. So right now the girls are all out here on the hardwood and doing their shooting, and they both looking pretty good. We got looks like we got the Lady Irish are going to be in their greens today, or their white uniforms with the green, and looks like the Lady Hawks are going to be in the black and orange. So we will go ahead and take a 2-minute break. You are listening to Irish Radio 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
If you are a member of the Walla Walla YMCA, you already know about the many benefits of Y membership. This message isn't for you. This message is for those of you who are not members of the Y. You can still participate in any of our paid programs, including camps, childcare, swimming lessons, youth programs, and personal training. No joining fee, no monthly fees, just the fee for the program. Go to www.ymca.org to learn more. That's www.ymca.org.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Flexibilities may be new to the area, but we have been providing flexible options for all your sign, apparel, and promotional product needs since 1998. We are a veteran-owned, family-run business who have focused on supporting other veterans and their families. We have our red t-shirt program, Remember Everyone Deployed, military crests, customized monograms, wood flags, engraved mugs. You get the idea. Don't see it on flexibilities.com? Please reach out. We are ever evolving and would love a challenge.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Having an interviews right there.
Do you?
Yeah. So they usually go down there.
We'll do that.
Thank you. Welcome back. I'm sorry I had to take care of some business here courtside. We are getting ready. We are 6 minutes away from this Christmas classic against the DeSales Irish Ladies and the Lady Hawks of College Play. Just so you kind of have a rundown of who's at this tournament. We have a team from Troy, Idaho. We have Brewster High School from Brewster, Washington. We have Tri-City Prep from the Tri-Cities. College Place from College Place. It really gets easy when I have to read it that way. And then we have DeSales. So the format's pretty simple. The winner advances to the championship game, and the loser goes to the consolation game. And those will be on tomorrow, and we will get that figured out, and who's where and all that. I know that part of this has already been determined, and I had to work today, so we have to. Well, we'll find out what transpired earlier. So, kind of looking at what's been going on with the College Place girls. Sometimes the stat programs, they're not taken care of as well as we would all like. But what I was told by the radio announcer for College Place is that they've only had two losses. He couldn't give me the exact count on wins. So, he has it that they've only lost twice. And he actually believes that it was his statement was that they lost because they shot themselves in the foot. And that's not uncommon. You know, these are amateur athletes, and nerves and everything else can get the best of you. That is for sure. So the Silas girls, we've got a couple wins and some losses, but Kevin Mignogi has been doing a great job of getting his girls ready for this time of year. We're starting to look down the barrel at district play, league play, state playoffs, that type of thing, and whether or not the Lady Irish will make a run for that, that's yet to be seen. But this, we've just been seeing growth every single time, and the young ladies that I have got to visit with and interview on the air, they are just outstanding young ladies. I've really enjoyed that, having gotten to visit with some of the young men too. That's been great. So I'm really enjoying my time here at DeSales, and hopefully it sounds like it when I'm on the air. You know, I mean, I'm new to all this, but I'm trying to do the best I can and learn every single game and every single quarter, it seems like. And it's a lot of fun. So let's see. Like I said, the team from Troy, the girls from Troy, Idaho. I want to talk about them a little bit because they traveled a ways to get here, and looks like the girls there are 5-6, and again the boys are showing that they're 2-4. But I have a feeling they're missing out on some of the stats, and that's not uncommon. So you have volunteers that enter the stats. And I checked with the WIA, which is the sanctioning body for all high school activities, and I checked with Max Prep, and that's my two resources that are usually pretty reliable. But if they don't get the information, there's not a whole lot we can do about that. So we are just a little better 2 minutes from game time. Let's go ahead and take care of a little bit of business, and we'll be back for the starting lineup. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
COVID-19, social distancing, lockdowns. This became the new normal in 2020, and it has stretched into 2021. This is not normal. What is normal? Normal is Delgraves Inc. Buick GMC with 71 years of unmatched reputation for honest and easy dealings, selling and servicing thousands of Walla Walla's vehicles. If you have a craving for a return to normalcy, Delgraves Inc. Buick GMC is for you. South 9th across from the fairgrounds for the last 71 years, the easiest place in town to do business, Delgraves Inc. Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Fighting Irish Up to Sales on KHSS 2 94.1 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Irish Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, call Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, Sam Wells, or Lawson Knight. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
It's time to get packing. Hi, this is Sheila with Postal Annex, reminding you that we're here to help with your packing and shipping needs. Whether it's sending a slice of home to your college student, shipping wine, packing precious artwork, or crating family furniture, Postal Annex does it all. We make sure your items are packed to arrive in great shape, and we offer UPS, FedEx, DHL, postal, or freight. You choose the carrier that's best for you. We're Postal Annex in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS 2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, we'll go ahead and Republican announcers starting the lineups right now.
Your officials for this evening's game are Cameron Huth, Louie Ryder, and Caleb Allen. The Hawks are coached by Julie Hill, and she's assisted by Angie Mons. The Irish are coached by Kevin Lignacki. And he's assisted by Wyatt Whitley and Allie Martinez. And now, the starting runners, the nominating men, starting with the Hawks. Number two, junior Jenna Hill. Sophomore number four, Regina Nelson. For college, please. She's a senior, number 10, Megan Birch. For the Irish, number 10, freshman Titan Scott.
Festivities are winding down. We're getting ready for the tip-off. And I know I always pick on the officials. We have the official folding of the jackets going on right now. I don't blame them. I've been, you know, you got to pay money for those jackets, and you might as well fold them. I don't know why I keep picking on them, but It works for me, I guess. And I had a couple of officials talk to me about it the other day, and they thought it was funny. So I'm not being disrespectful. I have a lot of respect for officials. Having been one for 25 years in football, 15 years in wrestling, and 20 years in softball. And softball, I was at the high school and summer and college level. So we are ready. We got Maddie Wall. Let's try that again. How about Morgan Thomas and number 15, and that's Shea Fisinja. And the College Place gets the tip off. Number 2 with the layup, left-handed layup, and that's first 2 points for College Place. So we have a score of 2-0 off early. Here we go. We got Thomas bounce passes into Wall into the corner. Emma Jimenez back to, they're both working on the same corner. They're going to throw it back out. Ball's picked off by number 10, and she throws it over to number 2, which is Hill, and Hill has it at the top of the arch. She throws it over to the near side of the arch, and number 11, it hit the net, but it did not go in. It hit the outside of the net. So Jimenez takes it down deep. They throw it to number 4. Maddie Wall comes in, and she is fouled on her way up, so she will be shooting 2. That foul was on Jenna Hill. It's the first team and the first individual foul. So Maddie Wall will be shooting 2. Her first shot is good. There's Maddie's first points of the game. And it's nice to have her back. She had a medical procedure that put her down for the last game, and she was definitely missed. Good player. Get to visit with her a little bit. Nice young lady. All right, so number 2 is going to bring it down. That's going to be Jenna Hill. Jenna Hill is going to throw it in. Throwing into number 15. They worked it all the way through the arch. Did not work out. Number 11 for a three-pointer. No good. We are fighting for the ball right now. Number 4 and number 10, Thomas, and number 15 and number 10. All sorts of people get involved in that. And the end result is the Irish get the ball because of the possession arrow. So Thomas throws it into Jimenez. And Emma will bring it down. Emma's being trailed by Thomas. She went in deep, throws up a shot, no good. And Jimenez kind of fought for the ball, but ended up being the one that knocked it out of bounds. So Jenna Hill's got the duty bringing the ball down, and she's going to be met by Jimenez at the top of the arch. Number 10 closest to me at the top of the arch. That was easy for me to say. And they throw it into number 15, who was deep in the zone. And she, when she threw up her shot, she was actually under the backboard, and it didn't work out so well for her. So we have another jump ball. The possession arrow says it belongs to College Place. So with 6:25 left in this first period, we have a score of 2-2. All right, they throw it out to number 2, who's being guarded by Jimenez. They throws it over to number 11, number 10. And I'll start working on these names. Number 11 is Fisinja, and Force is number 10. Scott drives in, and on her way up, she was fouled. All right, that is Jenna foul on Jenna Hill. That's her second. And Heidi Scott's going to get to shoot 2. Her first shot up is good. Nice shot, Heidi. Her first points of the game. So, a little substitution. We're going to give Jenna Hill a break, and we're going to bring in number 1. And I apologize, I do not have a number 1 on the roster. So, I do not know who she is, so she'll be number 1. All right, Heidi Scott's second shot is no good. And looks like it bounced off of an Irish player, and it will belong to the Hawks. So, number 12 throws it to number 10. Number 10 is Force, and number 12 is Laval. And they throw it into number 15, Kasinja. And number 11 puts up a shot, and that was good for 2. She was just about 10 feet out. Emma Jimenez put up a shot from about 15 feet out, I think somebody got a hand on that, so it ended up being short. And the Lady Hawks coming back down the other side. And Kasinja with a nice little lay-in from about 5 feet out for 2 points. All right, so number four throws up a shot. That's Nelson. It was no good. Got to be a little bit closer, work on that shot selection. All right, we got they bounce pass it in to number 15, Kasinja, and she throws up a right-hander from underneath, and it was no good. So they throw it back out to Emma Jimenez, and Emma's bringing the ball down. She fakes like she was going. Maddie Wall throws up a three. No good. Thomas was right there on the rebound. Went up with the putback, and it was no good. And unfortunately, it went off one of the Irish players, and it's now the Hawks ball. So with 4:51 left in this first period, we have a score of 6-3 in favor of the Lady Hawks. All right, so over in the far corner to number 12, and number 10 throws up a three-pointer from the top. It is no good. It is rebounded by Maddie Wall. And here comes Emma Jimenez bringing it. She's going to drive. She throws it out to Nelson. Nelson thought about throwing up a shot, didn't. Heidi Scott with the left hand throws it out to Maddie Wall. And she is blocked by number 11 on her way up. That was Cassandra. I'll work on that one. And we're going to have a 30-second timeout, and it was called by the Lady Hawks. So we'll stay here, and good action on both teams. I mean, there's good hustle. I'm impressed. And if I remember right, the last time these two met early in the season, it kind of went runaway really, really fast. And I think the Irish are doing just fine. So we have a score of 3-6 in favor of the Lady Hawks. And I'll give you a time here. I had one of our regular listeners remind me that I need to give you guys the score and the timing more often, and I agree. So I'm going to work on that. And if you happen to see me, tell me if I need doing it enough or not enough. So we have 4:13 left in the first period. We have a score of 6-3. So I am working on trying to get better at this. All right, so number 12 had the ball, and Jimenez knocked it out of her hand. And we got to be careful of that Jimenez, because she ended up fouling out for reaching in a lot last time, and she knows that's one of her traits, so got to be careful. All right, LaBelle throws up a three. That was Cassandra, and it's no good. And here comes Jimenez. She throws it back out to Thomas. Thomas on the drive on the right-hand side and is fouled by number one on the way up. And, again, I don't know who that is, but we're going to go with number one for right now, and I will try to find that out. So Morgan Thomas has two shots. And she throws up her first shot, and it rattles in. Nicely done, Morgan. She had a rough game the other night and the last outing, and she's a heck of a player, and it's got to wear on her a little bit, but I think she's tough enough mentally and physically to let that not bother her. Nicely done. Her second shot bangs off the back of the rim, and in it goes. So number two, Hill, brings it back out. Number 10 throws up a three from the near side arch. No good. Rebounded by Scott. And then the ball is stripped by number two. And number two is Jenna Hill. Number 11 throws up a shot. That's Cassandra. And it is no good. And must have went off an Irish player, because College Place has the ball. So number 10 is going to throw it in. That's Forsh. She throws it out to Hill. Hill throws it over to Cassandra. And back out to Hill, throws it out to number 12, LaBelle. We had a good ball movement, and they threw it inside. Number 11 was being guarded by Maddie Wall, and Maddie did a great job of making her throw up. Not the ideal shot that she wanted. She had to throw around and outstretch Maddie Wall. All right, so we had Jimenez bringing the ball down, putting on a little fancy footwork, and ends up with a double dribble. So we have a turnover. That happens. It's not something that she's going to do very often, but every now and then it's going to happen. All right, so number 12 is going to throw the ball in. Looks like she's going to throw it into Hill. And we got to throw it back over to number 12, LaBelle. And they throw it back out to LaBelle. LaBelle puts a move on and drives from the left side. It's no good. Bounce off the back of the rim. And then number 15, Kasinja throws up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Jimenez. So Emma's at the top of the key. And she's being guarded tough by Hill. And she throws it over to Nelson. And Nelson's being guarded tough. 11, here she comes, Jimenez drive from the baseline and puts up a two and a beautiful shot for Emma. Nicely done from the baseline. All right, so 2:16 left in this first period. We have a score of 7-6 in favor of the College Place Hawks. On the far side, Jenna Hill just threw up a three. It bounced off the rim, was no good, and it looks like it went off of a the sales player, and we have an equipment timeout going on. A brace for Hill popped off, and one of the Irish boy basketball players picked it up for her and handed it to her. I like to see that good sportsmanship. All right, so she threw number 24 throws the ball in, and a Schrindel, and it was knocked back out by an Irish player, and they lost 1 second on the shot clock. So she throws it in again. Ball goes to number 10. Jenna Hill throws up a three. It bounced off the back of the iron. No good. Rebounded by Nelson. And here comes Jimenez. She looked like she was going to go coast to coast on that, but she pulled up and throws it to Thomas. Thomas throws up a three. Hits off the back of the iron, no good, and here come the Hawks. So, number 2, Hill bringing it out, she's to the top. Number 24 is on the near side of the yard, she throws it into 15. Number 12 is in deep, and she does a little hook shot, and from the baseline it was no good. And so we had a foul on number 15, that was Kasinja, that's her first. And that is the fourth team foul. So we got a minute 31 left. The Irish are ahead 7-6. And yes, I did say that. They are ahead 7-6. And we're working it back and forth. We got a little careless with the pass, and Hill made us pay for it. She did a great job of stealing that. Nice hustle on her part. She's got to be careful. She does have two fouls, but she's pretty aggressive player. All right, so we were trying to pass from one player to another. College Place got on it, knocked it into the backcourt, and Jimenez, trying to put some footwork on somebody, ends up with a double dribble. And she knew it. She shook her head. Yeah, I did. All right, so it looks like Kimball's going to come in and give Nelson a little breather. We have 55 seconds left in this exciting first period between College Place and DeSales, with College Place being ahead 7-8. And we are having some fun keep knocking the ball out, but the defenses are really playing tough, both sides. All right, Hill's going to throw it in. She's going to throw it to number 10, and 10 is Horse. Horse throws it over to 24, Schrindel, and throws it into number 12, LaBelle, and back out to Hill, into 10, back out to 10. 10 throws up a three-pointer, hits off the front of the iron, no good. Here comes Emma Jimenez. She throws up a layup, no good. Rebounded by number 24, Schrindel, and here come the Hawks. We've got about 15 seconds left on this first period, and all right, that foul is against Morgan Thomas. That's her first and first team foul. So nice to be almost done with the first period, and that's it for fouls. We have 15 seconds left, a score of 8-7 in this first period. 8-7 for the Hawks. And number 2 throws up a long three, no good. Number 15 throws up a two from about 20 feet out. No good. And we have 7 seconds left, and Thomas is going to inbound the ball to Jimenez. She hasn't touched the ball. Here we go. We're at half court. She drives hard, pulls the trigger back. They give it to... So we are done with this first period. So let's go ahead and take a 1 minute break. We have a score of 7-8. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Vision Source Walla Walla has offered comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lens and frames to Walla Walla and the surrounding communities since the late 1970s. Dr. Roseanne Schneller, Dr. Harry Wiesner, and Dr. Danny Wiesner specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of a wide array of eye diseases, conditions, and vision problems. Give yourself the gift of clear vision. Schedule an appointment today. Vision Source Walla Walla, 614 East Alder Street, Walla Walla.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, welcome back to DeSales High School, Walla Walla, Washington, where we are in tonight's contest between the DeSales Irish and the College Place Hawks for the Christmas Classic 2021. We have Morgan Thomas just inbounded the ball to Emma Jimenez. She throws it back over in the corner. Monty Wall throws up a three-pointer from in the corner, and it is good. You probably could tell that by me just getting excited, I guess. All right, so number two throws in to number 12. She comes in from the left side with a layup. And there was a rebound by Emma. And looks like number two, Hill, and them ended up tying up with that. And Emma showed how strong she is. She about threw that young lady on the ground. All right, a three-pointer by number 11, no good. Rebounded by number 25, Thomas, and number 15, Kissinger. By the possession arrow, goes to the Irish. And here comes Jimenez after Thomas threw it into her. Emma's got the top of the key. And she bounced, passes it over to Heidi. Heidi tried to throw it over to Wall, and it was picked off by number 15, Kissinger. So Hill throws it in to number 12. And number 11 throws up a shot, and she was fouled. That was Emma's second team foul. And... I know Emma was pretty upset about fouling out last time. She wanted to be in there helping the team, and I think she leads by example, and she's a great player and a great young lady. So that kind of fire is something that can help a team build a team. All right, so her first shot, number 11's shot, was good, and her second shot bounced off the back of the iron, no good. Number 15 rebounded with the putback she threw up, was no good. That was Kissinger, and here comes Emma Jimenez. Scott, that was close. She throws it over to Maddie Wall. Maddie Wall is going to end up wrestling for a jump ball, and the possession arrow sends it over to the College Place Hawks. So here we go. So number 12 throws it into Hill, and 12 was Lavelle. Lavelle's a near side to me. Top of the arch. Number two, Hill throws it in for a three. No good. Rebounded by Lavelle at the top of the arch. And they're working it around the outside. Number 10 throws up a three. No good. And it went off an Irish player. So with 22 seconds left on the shot clock, the College Place Hawks will have to inbound the ball. And it looks like that duty is going to fall to Forsh. And she throws it into 15, Kissinger, and her shot is no good. Rolls across the iron, rebounded by Thomas. And we are going to take a one-minute timeout called by the Irish. And you are listening to Irish Radio 94.1 FM KHSS2.
There's nothing quite like the holiday season. That certain coziness when all the decorations are up, the fireplace warmly glowing as music softly plays on the radio. Our homes are filled with laughter, good food, and hope. As a family-owned and operated business, we're grateful for the extra time spent with loved ones. Thank you to all of our customers. We hope this finds you surrounded by warmth and love. From all of us at Total Comfort Solutions, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
All right, you guys. Remember how I was telling you I took my wife to a best of the best place 3 days in a row? Well, it turns out I took her to Cugini all 3 days. That's right. Cugini recently scored a very rare trifecta, which in Italian means trifecta. Get this. Cugini won the best of the best gourmet market, best of the best deli, and best of the best Italian food in the valley. Can you believe that? If you've ever eaten there, you know. Cugini is crazy good. Cugini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buona Pazzo.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, welcome back to DeSales High School, where this ladies' contest is 6 minutes and 15 seconds left in the second period. We have a score of 10-9 in favor of the DeSales Irish. Morgan Thomas drives baseline, throws up a shot, hits off the iron, and is no good. Here comes Hill. She throws up a pass all the way to the corner. And, boy, I tell you what, I don't know how that young lady got it, but she did a good job in there. They throw the ball into number 11. They throw it back out to 12. And she comes in with the right-hand layup, and that is good over Maddie Wall. That was a nice play, LaValle. All right, so we got Thomas throws it into Maddie Wall. Maddie Wall's deeper baseline, throws it out to Dunham, and no good. Jimenez throws up a three, no good. Rebound is by Scott, and we are going to end up with a jump ball. And by the possession arrow, it looks like it's going to stay with the Irish. So Annie Jimenez is coming in, and she's going to relieve Dunham. And so we got both Jimenez sisters in at the same time. So I'm going to switch to Emma, throws it out to Thomas. Thomas throws up a three. It is no good. And here come College Place, number 11, Cassandra. And she throws up a left-hander. That is good. And we have a score of 13-10 in favor of College Place with 5 minutes and 10 seconds left. And we got Emma working to the top of the key. She throws it to Thomas, throws it into bottom Wall. College Place has hands everywhere, I swear. There's only five young ladies out there, but there must be 20 hands blocking everything. All right, so Maddie Wall just wrestled a possible jump ball out of somebody, and she was not nice about it. And here comes Emma Jimenez, throws up a three. And that was no good. So we are back on the College Place side. Hill throws up a three. It's no good. And it's raining threes, but the threes just aren't connecting. So we got Thomas with the rebound. She throws it over to Jimenez. That's Emma, because we have Annie in there also. Emma was looking at Annie. Oh, she looked at her again, but it didn't go that way. Throws it to Thomas. Thomas drives, puts it up with the left hand, and good. Nicely done, Morgan Thomas. That was a beautiful shot, and she did it from right under the basket, but she had to drive in there to do it. Nicely done. All right, so they're working it around the outside of the arch. The Hawks do a good job with their passes, and that was Cassandra off the glass from underneath the basket, and that was good for two. All right. Oh, so we had a pass going from Emma Jimenez to Thomas, and it was no good. And that was a beautiful shot from about 15 feet out by LaValle, and that was good. Nice jump shot. All right, here comes Jimenez. She throws it over in the corner to Jimenez. Let's see. We have Emma putting on a dribbling exercise and ends up on the ground. And so So that is Hill's. That foul was on Hill. That is her third. And so now we got Emma Jimenez is going to inbound the ball, and we're going to have a substitution. Nelson's coming back in, and Annie Jimenez is going to sit down for a little bit. All right, so Emma calls the play, and let's see who she's going to get it to. Sometimes getting the ball in is, yep, she didn't get it in time, so the ball goes over to Colley's place. So they're going to give Hill a break, and because she's got three fouls, and they'll put Shrundle in, and number 24. So here we go. Whoop. Number one of the players lost the handle on the ball. Number 10 throws it over to number 12. Number 10's at the top of the arc. Number 24 throws it inside, and it is picked off by Heidi Scott. Here comes Jimenez. Oh, she threw the ball hard at Thomas in the corner, and Morgan wasn't quite ready. She didn't have her feet under, and the ball went through. So the Lady Hawks are going to end up with the ball, and we are going to have a 30-second timeout called by the College Place Hawks. So with 2 minutes and 49 seconds left in this second period, we have the Hawks are pulling away a little bit with a score of 17-12, but the way that the Irish have been shooting, they should be able to catch that, not a problem. They just need to stay relaxed and stay in their game, and they've done a good job of that. So great intensity. Like I said, you never know what you're going to get when you have a tournament or a game over a break, Christmas break, spring break, if you're a spring sport coach. I know how many times I had a softball game happened in during the spring break, and some girls just weren't into it, and I understand that. I mean, they had other plans, and they had to go play softball. So, all right, here comes the Hawks. We're back from timeout. They throw it over to number 24 outside the arch. They're all working outside the arch right now. Back to number 12 at the top of the arch. Back to 24 near me. And back over to the far side to number 10. Back to number 24. She throws it into number 25 and was fouled on her way up. And it was Emma Jimenez, that's her second, and it's a third team foul. So number 15, Kasinja, will be throwing up too. And here she goes. Her shot is no good. Hits off the front of the iron. And she has a very deliberate pre-shot routine, and it didn't work out for her. So Emma Jimenez is going to take a break, and Dunham is going to come in and take her spot for a little bit. So Kasinja's second shot hits off the back of the iron, no good. And looked like Thomas and number 10 got forced, got there at the same time, and it ended up going off of Thomas. So it is Colley's Place's ball. We have a score of 17-12 in favor of College Place with 2 minutes and 26 seconds left in this second period of this Christmas Classic game here. All right, so the shot was no good, and sorry about that. That was Kasinja that was no good, and all sorts of interesting stuff going on there. Sorry, I kind of got lazy and started watching the game instead of telling you what's happening. And so that was Force that just threw up a three-pointer that was good. They had a stolen pass by Kasinja. She threw up a layup that was no good. They throw it back in, out to Kasinja. She throws up a layup, no good. And we got a scramble for the ball. So here we go. So number 11, Kasinja, that is her first. I have it as a 15 foul. So Thomas is going to go ahead and throw it into Scott, and Scott has the duty now to bring the ball down. Throws it back to Scott outside the arch near me. Throws it over number 4 and back out to Thomas, who throws it to Maddie Wall. Maddie Wall threatened to throw up a 3, did not, dribbled once and throws it over to Heidi Scott. Heidi Scott throws up about a 20-footer, no good. And the rebound is by number 15, Kasinja. And here we go. Number 12 is going to bring the ball down. That's Lavelle. They throw the ball back to Lavelle at the top of the arc, over to 24, back to Lavelle. They throw it out to number 10 for a three-pointer. It's no good. And it looks like we have a foul. That foul was on Kazinja. That's her second. On 16 foul. So with my limited knowledge of the rules, I think that we're shooting 1-on-1. I am learning. And that's going to be Maddie Wall that's going to shoot. So number 22, Maddie Wall, is at the line. And the first shot is no good off the front of the iron. Rebounded by Thomas. And throws it over to Dunham. Dunham throws it back, drives in, throws it back out to Thomas. Thomas throws up a three that was no good. Nettie Wall thought about taking the three. She throws it hard into Thomas, and Thomas is fouled on the way up. So it looks like that was Kasinga, and that's the 17th foul, and that's Kasinga's third foul. So Thomas is going to throw up two. Her first one is off the iron and no good. And I apologize. I still haven't figured out who number one is, but they're going to give number 15, Kasinga, a break. But we will figure out who number one is and get a name to that number. All right, Thomas's second shot. He is good. And that gives Morgan Thomas 5 points thus far in this game. All right, here comes the Lady Hawks. Number 10 throws it over to number 2. Number 24, excuse me, that was number 1. Number 1 is in the far side of top of the arch. They're just playing catch with those three on the around the top of the arch, looking for somebody to get open on the inside. And the Irish are doing a great job defending that and not letting that be so easy. All right, so they threw it in to number 11, and Nelson said, nope, I want that ball, and she took it. So Dunham just led Heidi Scott, and Heidi Scott came up for the layup for two. Beautiful play from right underneath the basket. All right, so the end of the second period, number 10 throws up a shot with for a 3 points. It was no good. So with no time left in the second period, we have a score of 15-20 in favor of the Lady Hawks of College Place. Let's go ahead and take a two-minute break. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Navigating today's complex stock markets can be overwhelming, especially in a year with other challenges. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson can help you analyze your personal financial picture and develop a suitable wealth planning strategy. They will ensure your portfolio is diversified and designed with you in mind. To create a strategy to guide you through whatever tomorrow brings, call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company,
Member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, welcome back to DeSales High School for tonight's contest, part of the Christmas Classic basketball tournament here at DeSales. It's pitting the College Place Hawks against the DeSales Irish, and the score is 20-15 in favor of the Hawks. Both teams are throwing up a lot of threes, limited success. It seems like they're having limited success also with the with driving to the hoop. So it's the defenses on both teams have just done a good job of stepping it up. As far as fouls, a couple of the star players for the Hawks this may hurt them a little bit. Jenna Hill has three, and Shea Kasinja has three. And then there's a couple other gals with one foul. As far as the Lady Irish, we have Emma Jimenez that has two. And when we had her on the radio that one night, she talked about that she likes to reach in, and she's working on that. And you can see her. She'll start to reach in and pull back really hard and making a real deliberate effort to not let that happen anymore. And, God bless her. She's working on it. She knows what she needs to work on. And I'm sure the coaches let her know too, but, doing a good job with that. And unfortunately she still has two fouls, and both of them are reaching in. So, we will go ahead and take a 2-minute break. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see.
More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
The word about Fazari's Pizza has gone global,
and we thought you should be able to order on your mobile.
So we took Fazari's.com
down to the size of your palm.
Grab your Android or iPhone and click on Fazari's.com
for a sandwich, pasta, or a pizza. That's the bomb.
Just push this button and place your order.
And you can even order extra and be a Fazari's hoarder.
Oh, boys! Only you could make a smartphone sound so tasty.
Mamma mia!
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, welcome back to DeSales High School, Walla Walla, Washington, where tonight's contest of this 2021 Christmas Classic is underway. The College Place Lady Hawks have a score of 20, and the DeSales Irish have a score of 15. Instead of just standing here admiring my work, I should have been looking to find out where we stood at that, this juncture when the very first game. And it looks like, I don't have it exactly here, but it looks like we're about a little bit light from where we were last time. But, I think the defenses is what I'm really impressed with on both teams. They're being really aggressive. Their hands are up. I know that's one of the things that the coaches work on a lot. And the hands are up, and any of the passing lanes have got like I said, they only have five girls on the court, but it seems like they got 30 or 40 hands in the way. And that's just the girls being active. And it's that way on both teams, and it's really nice to see that. And, I mean, with a five-point deficit, it's definitely not insurmountable. So the girls are starting to come back on the court. We got the Irish out there first, and they're out taking some shots and getting themselves loosened up. And looks like the both boys' teams are getting themselves into the locker so they can get ready for the next contest tonight. I do want to apologize if I sound a little bit groggy today. I've been out there snow plowing all day long, and I'm a little tired for some reason. All I did was drive from Waitsburg to Walla Walla over and over and over for 11 and a half hours. So it was a long day, but we got to keep that, keep the snow down best we can. And I guess we're going to do this again tonight because there's supposed to be a lot of snow again tonight. So we shall see. All right. So let's go ahead and take a 2-minute break, and then we'll come back and get this game going. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
If you are a member of the Walla Walla YMCA, you already know about the many benefits of Y membership. This message isn't for you. This message is for those of you who are not members of the Y. You can still participate in any of our paid programs, including camps, childcare, swimming lessons, youth programs, and personal training. No joining fee, no monthly fees, just the fee for the program. Go to www.ymca.org to learn more. That's www.ymca.org.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, welcome back to the Sales High School, and we are underway in the third period, number 11, where the Hawks just threw up a three-point that was no good, and number 15 with the rebound and the putback, and it was no good. So looks like all the starters are back in the game on both teams, and here we go. There's another one of those passes, Scott to Wall, and I swear it was a wall of hands, and I mean, there's only 20 hands out there with all 10 people, so I swear there's 20 hands on each team, so it's crazy. But they're just doing an outstanding job. Coach has got to be happy. Number 15, Cassandra throws up from underneath, throws up a shot from underneath the basket. It was no good. Rebound by Thomas, brought down by Jimenez. Thomas went to drive the ball, and the ball was taken away, and number 2, Hill, was the one that got her pocket picked, and she's got Jimenez messed up on her way back, but Emma settles it down, and then we have it to Maddie Wall, who throws it into Thomas, who's inside, throws up a shot over the top of number 15, Kasinja, and that is no good. So here we go. We got number 2 bringing the ball back down. She throws it over to number 10. Number 2 is down in the corner on the baseline. bounce passes it into 15. Wall was defending him. No good. And here comes Jimenez back to the top of the arch, throws it over to Wall. Wall looked like she was going to take a three. She did not. They throw it back to Wall. Wall takes one dribble, throws it up, and was fouled on her way up. And it looks like that might have been on number 15. Let me make sure of that. Yep, that was on Kasinja. And that is her fourth in the first team. So I know she's not happy about that, but it is what it is, I guess. Maddie Wall up with her first shot, and it is good. Maddie Wall is one of the leading scorers for the Irish tonight, and we are bringing. We're going to let Kasinja take the little break, and we'll bring in Shrindle. All right, Maddie Wall's second shot, and throws it up, and it is good. Nice shot, Maddie. Way to go. All right, so here comes the Hawks with 6 minutes and 10 seconds. We have a score of 20-17 in favor of the Lady Hawks. We got it over to number 24 in the corner. They bounce past it inside to 12. She dribbles, takes it around. They throw it to 2, throws it to 10, and she throws up a three-pointer, and it is rebounded by Scott. And here comes Jimenez, throws the ball into the corner to Thomas, who throws it over, and Scott takes a three-pointer to hit off the back of the iron. She definitely had the range. She just was off a little bit. So here we go. Number 12, she's got the ball, throws it up. She's at the top of the arch. We got number 12 coming in on the baseline, and the shot went up, and it was rebounded by Thomas. Here comes Emma. She throws it over to Wall. Top of the arch. They throw it back to Thomas. He's at the top of the arch. Throws up a three. Hits off the back of the iron. No good. And here come the Lady Hawks. So we got number 2. Near side. Throws it out. Number 12 at the top. Takes about a 20-footer. No good. And Thomas is there for the rebound. Thomas throws it over to Jimenez. And Jimenez has got the duty to bring the ball down. She throws it to Thomas. Thomas is going to drive, and she traveled on her way up. She started to make a jump, and I think she got blocked a little bit, and so that she ended up traveling. And she knew she did. All right, so Hill's going to bring the ball down. Hill's got to be careful. She's got 3 fouls. We got number 12 to putting the ball on the ground and doing some dribble. Number 24 with the rebound. No good on the shot. Number 10 brings the ball across and gives it to number 12, who throws it over to number 24, who's on top of the arch nearest me. All right, number 12 throws it in the corner where 10 is, and 10 is still at the arch on the far side. And Emma, be careful. She had her hands up, but she didn't reach. Nicely done. So Emma throws it over to Maddie Wall, and Maddie Wall it throws it out to Nelson. Nelson puts up a shot, and it was blocked on the way up. So we are going to be inbounding the ball, and here we go. We have Emma Jimenez. She's going to throw the ball in to Maddie Wall, who's underneath, and puts a nice little layup in, and she is leading all scorers, Maddie Wall is. So they throw it in deep to number 24 in the corner, who throws it back out, and number 2, Hill, is in the corner. She dribbles baseline, throws it to number 12. Number 12 throws it up, no good. Now we have number 24, number 22. That's Wall and Shrindle, and we have a jump ball. And by possession arrow, the Irish get the ball. And it looks like we're going to have the Lady Hawks going to a full court. So they just had a miscue on a pass. And so it is going to go back to College Place. That's an unforced error, that is for sure. We have 3 minutes and 34 seconds in this third period. We have a score of 19-20 in favor of the College Place Hawks. And we are going to take a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay here. And, talking about Maddie Wall, she's doing a great job today. She's got 9 thus far and leads all scorers. Grace Cassandra was definitely going to threaten that. She has seven, but a bad thing. I'm sorry, I got my numbers turned around. But, yeah, so she's got seven, so she's right there with Maddie Wall. And so the score is low scoring in this game, and it is truly because of the defense. I mean, like I said before, there's just the hands are amazing. I can't believe that that's so hard to get a pass through because everybody's got their hands out. Everybody's got their hands up. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. You hear the coaches say it over and over and over again, and both teams are executing. Really nice to see. All right, so the Hawks are working it around the arch. Hill has the ball. She dribbles, bounce passes into number 12. Number 12 throws up the shot. And I want to say she forced up that shot, and I thought it really had a good chance of going in, but it went to hit off the back of the iron, no good. They threw it. Irish are bringing it back, and there was one of those hands sticking out. They just intercepted a pass, and Emma Jimenez is going to get her third foul. And she was reaching again. Got to move those feet. And so that's Emma's third. And here comes Hill. Hill's playing with three. Back on the number 12. Throws up a shot from just inside the foul line. And it was good. So Scott puts up a shot. And it was blocked. Out of bounds, and it will be Irish ball. They have to go off outside the gym to go get the ball. So I'm glad it's not like the old days where a lot of these gyms were exposed to the outside. Now the ball's out in the snow. But, all right, Jimenez, he throws it to Thomas. Thomas forces her way through. Oh, my. And puts up a shot, gets the rebound, and she... That was Sherrandell, and that's her first. That's their team foul, and Morgan Thomas is going to be shooting two. So we have 2 minutes and 36 seconds left on this third period. Morgan's first shot is good. She rattles it home, and we are going to take another timeout. Let me find out what kind. And I think it's a full timeout, so you are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Flexibilities may be new to the area, but we have been providing flexible options for all your sign, apparel, and promotional product needs since 1998. We are a veteran-owned, family-run business who have focused on supporting other veterans and their families. We have our red t-shirt program, Remember Everyone Deployed, military crests, customized monograms, wood flags, engraved mugs. You get the idea. Don't see it on flexibilities.com? Please reach out. We are ever evolving and would love a challenge.
COVID-19, social distancing, lockdowns. This became the new normal in 2020, and it has stretched into 2021. This is not normal. What is normal? Normal is Delgraves Inc. Buick GMC, with 71 years of unmatched reputation for honest and easy dealings, selling and servicing thousands of Walla Walla's vehicles. If you have a craving for a return to normalcy, Delgraves Inc. Buick GMC is for you. South 9th across from the fairgrounds for the last 71 years, the easiest place in town to do business, Delgraves Inc.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
All right, Morgan Thomas's first shot was good, or her only shot that she gets on that. So she must have two. And we are at 22-21 with 2 minutes and 25 seconds left in this third period with the Lady Hawks ahead by one. So it looks like we're going to have a foul against the Irish. And that one is going to go against Maddie Wall, and she knew she did it. But that's Maddie's first. It's the second team foul. So not a shooting foul. So the Hawks are going to inbound. Number 10's got that duty. She throws it out to number 12. Number 12 puts it on the floor. Goes in towards the key. No good. No shot. Excuse me. She didn't shoot. She bounced, passed it out. There's that hands thing. This time it works against the Hawks. And the hands of College Place were there to make it difficult for them to get the ball. Matty Wall is going to force the ball over to Nelson. Nelson throws it into Jimenez, and now we got Wall over here on the outside the arch. She's going to dribble it across, and she gets her pocket picked by Hill. And Hill goes up for the shot, and I'm afraid Emma drew another foul. And she knew she did it, but it's unfortunate. So that is four for Emma. And we got number two, that is Hill. And Hill has three fouls. And we have something messed up here. Somebody went in a little early on the substitution. So we have to, let's go ahead and get everything figured out. So Emma's going to take a break. Heidi Scott's going to take her spot. And all right, we got all the substitutions and everything taken care of. And Hill's going to take her shot. And it is no good. Okay. And I'm not sure what all that meant, but Hill's going to get to shoot another one. So that's, you know what, she was in the act of shooting, so that's why she got to shoot two. So hits off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound by Thomas. And, boy, it is not an easy job rebounding in there. There's just hands everywhere. It's amazing. All right, Matty Wall from the corner shoots up a three, no good. And it is rebounded by Nelson. Thomas throws up a three and buries it. There we go, Morgan. That's the Morgan Thomas we know. Beautiful shot. Number four for about a 20-footer, hits short, and Thomas with the rebound throws it over to Wall. Oh, excuse me, over to Scott. And we have a score of 24-22 with the Irish being ahead. And there's just a minute left. Nice little pass inside, and Heidi Scott's shot came up short. All right, Hill brings the ball down, throws it up to number four. Number four is Romero, and she throws it out to number 12, back out to number four, and nice movement on the Hawks' part. And so we have a foul on the act of shooting, and that was against Thomas. That's Thomas's second, and I have it as a 14 foul. All right, so Hill's going to be putting up two. And her first shot is good. So, you know, fouls are starting to hurt a few people. We got some of the players that both teams count on. They're in foul trouble. So, and Hill's done a good job of settling down after getting into early foul trouble. She's had three for a long, since the first period probably. All right, so the inbounds pass didn't work. Full court press is not being any fun, and ball went out in the hallway, and it belongs to the Lady Hawks. So number 10 is going to inbound the pass, and the defense is really tough. Like I said, hands everywhere. Number 11 throws up a three. It's no good. Rebounded by Dunham, and then Heidi Scott has got the duty to bring the ball down. Matty Wall sets a nice pick for her, a nice screen for her. Yeah, they are really, really pressing. We got 23 seconds left. Bounce pass from Nelson ended up in the hands of number one, Mia Ferrero. Mia Ferrero is number one. All right, so we have a foul, or not a foul, just a change of possession, and the Irish are going to inbound the ball with 11.8 seconds left. They get it to Matty Wall. Matty Wall throws it up to number four, Nelson. Nelson with the layup, no good. And all right, so all right, Matty Wall with the foul. That's her second, 15. And Matty just kind of came rushing in there, and it didn't work out the way she wanted to, but I think you could argue the fact that maybe it wasn't a foul. And so we got some heated adults going on right now. Not sure what's going on. So anyway, the Hawks are going to inbound the ball at the half court. They throw it over to number 12. We got 1.6 seconds left. No good. The score after three periods of play is 24-24. What a comeback. All right, you've been listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Fighting Irish Up to Sales on KHSS2, 94.1 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Irish Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, call Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, Sam Wells, or Lawson Knight. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
So, after three periods of play, the College Place Hawks and DeSales Irish are all knotted up at 24, and we have a little pushing and shoving. And number 12 got her first, and that is their fourth team foul. All right, so they throw the ball to Maddie Wall. We got a full court press going on by the Lady Hawks, and the pass is short, and the Lady Hawks have the ball, and I'm sorry, but there was so many changes of possessions right there that and they ended up going off of an Irish player, and the Lady Hawks will inbound the ball. That's number 10 inbounding the ball. She throws it into number 15. Number 10 goes in for the layup. No good. They got Maddie Wall and Thomas both getting the rebound, and they both realized that, hey, let's only have one of the Irish do it at a time. Yeah. So Thomas throws the ball into Wall, and I think that somebody just fouled out of the game. Shea Cassandra, great player. Looks like she just fouled out, so she's definitely not happy about it. I can't say as I blame her. So, number 24 is coming back in the game. And number 24 is Schrendel. And like we said earlier, the number one player is Mia Ferraro for the Lady Hawks. So Maddie Wall is going to put up her first shot of two. And her first is a swish. Nothing but net. Nicely done, Maddie. All right, here we go. Maddie Wall's second shot. And second shot is off the iron, no good. So with 7 minutes and 20 seconds in the fourth period, we have a score of 25-24 in favor of the Lady Irish. All right, so baseline, number 12, throws it out to Hill. Hill was put a shot up for three, was no good, and the ball was off of the Lady Hawks, and the Irish are going to inbound. Thomas is going to inbound, and that's not an easy thing. We've got a full court press on, and it's a tough press. Oh, Maddie Wall, her pass to Nelson was way short, and here come the Lady Hawks. So they made a long pass to number 12, and here comes Heidi Scott, knocks it out of bounds, but almost had it. Nicely done. So Hill's going to inbound the ball, throws it over to number 10. They throw it back to Hill. Hill throws it to 12, who's in the corner. Hill back up top, 10 on top. They throw back to 24, working that outside arch. It's not getting any easier. Number 12 for a 2 for about 20 feet, no good. Rebound, Maddie Wall. 6 minutes, 34 seconds left with a score of 25-24 in favor of the DeSales Irish. All right, so we've got Dunham over in the corner. Oh, almost an over and back, but nicely saved by Morgan Thomas. Throws it out to Wall. Wall thought about three. Throws it back out to Thomas. Thomas throws up a three. Hits off the back of the iron. No good. Heidi Scott is brawling for a rebound, and it didn't work out. The rebound ended up going to number 12, Lavelle. So number two, Hill brings the ball down. They throw it inside to number 11. Back out to 24, over to 2. They're working it back around that perimeter. 12, oh, yeah, number 12 driving across the lane, and she ended up traveling. So we got 5 minutes and 53 seconds left in this game, 25-24 in favor of DeSales Irish. All right, bounce pass, a little lackadaisical. I won't say who, but we've got to be passing with purpose. And so we're going to have a timeout here. Let's find out how big a one. We're going to take a full timeout, so let's take a one-minute break. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
It's time to get packing. Hi, this is Sheila with Postal Annex, reminding you that we're here to help with your packing and shipping needs. Whether it's sending a slice of home to your college student, shipping wine, packing precious artwork, or crating family furniture, Postal Annex does it all. We make sure your items are packed to arrive in great shape, and we offer UPS, FedEx, DHL, Postal, or Freight. You choose the carrier that's best for you. We're Postal Annex in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Vision Source Walla Walla has offered comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lens and frames to Walla Walla and the surrounding communities since the late 1970s. Dr. Roseanne Schneller, Dr. Harry Wiesner, and Dr. Danny Wiesner specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of a wide array of eye diseases, conditions, and vision problems. Give yourself the gift of clear vision. Schedule an appointment today. Vision Source Walla Walla, 614 East Alder Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, welcome back to the sales. This girl's game is a barn burner. We got a score of 25-24 in favor of the Irish. And the Hawks full court press is relentless. They are having a heck of a time getting the ball down the court, but they finally do. Thomas came up with a scoop play, and it was no good. And we have a ball go out of bounds, but it looks like the Hawks, nope, Irish regained possession. So Emma Jimenez is back in the game, and now she's got to figure out how to get that ball passed in with this tight, tight defense. And we have a change of possession, and the Lady Hawks are going to be inbounding the ball. Again, 5 minutes and 34 seconds left. A score of 25-24 in favor of the Lady Irish. So here comes the Hawks. It's running down the near side. They throw it back out to Hill, who's on the top. They throw it over to 24. They throw it into 11. And then number 12 buries a long two. Okay, so that's... And we have a score now of 26-25. 5 minutes, 9 seconds left. Jimenez just put up a beautiful shot. She drove the lane, switched hands, went right hand, threw it up, and it was good. So 27-26. That's one of those close games. The Irish were able to pick the pockets of the Hawks, and Jimenez takes it for the lay-in, and that is good. Nicely done, Emma. And, all right, so we got 12 baseline. She throws it over in the corner to number 24. They throw it back out, reset to number 10. Number 10's going to throw up a three, hits off the back of the iron, and we have a foul. Looks like they got Morgan Thomas for a foul. Yeah, we got Morgan, and that's Morgan's third. And 16 foul, and the Lady Hawks are going to be inbounding. We got 4 minutes and 21 seconds. We have a score of 29-26 in favor of the Irish. They throw it over to 24. And Nelson dives for the ball, and unfortunately she wasn't able to keep a handle on it. But Lavelle was there, and she inbounds the ball. She throws it over to Hill. Lavelle's going to drive, throws it back out to Hill. Hill bounce passes it back to Lavelle. Hill throws up a three. It's no good. Jimenez is going to drive coast to coast and bounce passes it. And Nelson, no good. She throws up a shot. And we have a foul. Oh. Foul was on number 11, Emily Jimenez. That's her fifth. So, darn it. But Emma definitely helped us out there. A little bit of work and her, that she got in that fourth period. And I know she's a frustrated young lady, but she is one heck of a player. And after my visit with her, I have to say she's just a heck of a human being. So, all right, so Hill's going to put up a shot. And they're shooting one-on-one, and it is no good. Rebounded by Thomas. And here comes Scott. All right, she throws it over to Nelson. Nelson's going to bounce, pass it back out to Wall. Wall's going to throw it over to Dunham. And Scott throws it up for two, no good. And it's rebounded by number 12, Lavelle. Here comes Hill. She's going to bring it to the top of the key. Dunham almost picked that off. And they throw it back out to 10. They reset at the top. And they're going to throw it over to number 2. Number 2 drives baseline. And Thomas did such a good job of defense on her that it made it really difficult for her to get anywhere near the basket with that shot. So we have a score of 29-26 with 3 minutes and 15 seconds left. Wall looked at a 3. She's going to bounce pass it over to Nelson. And Nelson wasn't quite ready for that ball. And so it looks like number 12, Lavelle, is going to inbound the ball to Hill. So Hill's got the duty to bring the ball up. And Hill's done an amazing job. She got 3 fouls really early, and then she has been a very disciplined player to not get any more. So she's been foul trouble the most of the game and done a great job with that. So Lavelle with the left hand, and that's was good, and I missed who stole it, but back to Lavelle again, and she's got the layup, and it is good. We have a score now of 30-29. We have a timeout pending. I just haven't heard the details. So we're going to take a 1 minute break. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
There's nothing quite like the holiday season. That certain coziness when all the decorations are up, the fireplace warmly glowing as music softly plays on the radio. Our homes are filled with laughter, good food, and hope. As a family-owned and operated business, we're grateful for the extra time spent with loved ones. Thank you to all of our customers. We hope this finds you surrounded by warmth and love. From all of us at Total Comfort Solutions, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, welcome back. We got a barn burner going here. We got 30-29 in favor of the Lady Hawks of College Place. Thomas just inbounded the ball. Dunham is, the ball is blocked off, and the officials has to make a decision, and I'm not sure how he made that decision, but it is an Irish ball, and Thomas has got the duty to throw the ball in, and we get everything where we need to be. They're going to throw it into Heidi Scott. Throws it back over to number 25, and Morgan Thomas just moved her foot enough that called for traveling, and so the Lady Hawks are going to inbound the ball. Number 12 throws it into Hill. Hill goes to the top of the key, does a little backwards drive, and takes up a shot, no good. I think that Wall might have got a piece of that, and so we're going to have a foul, and the foul is going to be on Hill, and that is her fourth and 15 foul. So Hill's now in foul trouble. She's got, well, of course, she's been in foul trouble since the first and been really disciplined not to get it any worse. Maddie Wall from the corner, and number 10 just rolled her over. Force did a great job of getting a hold of that ball and just muscled it. So we have a jump ball. The possession arrow says it goes to the Irish, and the Irish will re-inbound. Number 10 throws it over to Thomas. Thomas baseline. She gets it into number 5, and number 5 loses the handle on it. And here comes number 12 for the Lady Hawks. She throws it out to number 11. Number 11 throws up a shot. No good. Rebound, Maddie Wall. Come on, ladies. We got to stay focused. Keep a hold of that ball. It is 30-29 in favor of the Hawks with a minute and 40 seconds left. They throw it in inside to Torres and number 5, Kimball. And we lose the handle on the ball, and then it goes out of bounds. And we got Hill inbounding the ball to number 12, Lavelle. So we're going to bring in Annie Jimenez. She's going to give Torres a break, Tori Kimball a break. And here we go. I've been impressed with Annie. She does a good job. She's not afraid to shoot, and she shoots pretty well. She's a young player, and she's not afraid to mix it up. I love it. I don't know if it rubs off her sister or if that's just her style. All right. And I was talking good about her, and she got her hands in the way. Her hands are up and doing her defensive diligence, and so we've burned off some more time for their shot clock. We have a minute and 21 seconds left and a score of 30-29. And number 2, Hill, buries a 3. That's a clutch 3. They steal the ball on the inbound pass, and we have got to keep an eye on that ball. All right, so the possession arrow says it belongs to the Lady Hawks, and they're going to inbound the ball, and they are fighting hard for the ball in there. And Maddie Wall is on her back, and it looks like we're going to have a foul. Number 11 was called for the foul, Cassandra, and that's her second. And I have it as a 16 foul. So number 25 is going to inbound the ball, and we have got to be disciplined and keep track of that ball. All right, they gave it to Thomas, and now we got Dunham has the ball. She throws it over to Annie, and Annie loses the handle on it, and we have a foul. So we're going to be shooting 1-1. 24 white. So Annie gets her first and 17 foul, and they say we're shooting 1-1. Now, just because I say it's the 17 foul and they're shooting 1-1, that doesn't mean I have it right. I mean, I'm unofficial, and I've been working all day. I'm tired. So I'm excited, though. This is a pretty cool game. All right, number 24 is going to put up a shot, and it is no good. Hits off the back of the iron, and nobody's rebounded yet. Maddie Wall ends up with the rebound, throws it to Thomas. Scott's bringing the ball down. We are at 1 minute. The score is 29-33. And we did not take care of the ball, and the ball ends up going over to the Lady Hawks. So we have a timeout called by the Irish, and it's going to be a full 1 minute timeout. So you are listening to Irish Radio 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
If you guys read down through the UB's best of the best list, you'll see that my favorite Italian deli won 3. Count them. Uno, due, tre. 3 best of the best awards. Best of the best gourmet market. Best of the best deli. And best of the best Italian food in the valley. Like I've been telling you, Cugini is crazy good. Crazy good. Their daily lunch specials are to die for. And I tell you what, you get Spumoni ice cream at the end of the meal. It's delicious. Cugini, 960 Wallula Avenue. Buon appetito.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Listen to Irish Radio on the Internet at kgdcradio.com.
All right, we're back, and the inbound play got to the far side, and Heidi Scott had to go ahead and commit a foul. That's her first, and looks like we're going to hit. We got Hill coming to the line. We have a score of 29-33 in favor of the Lady Hawks. This lead has changed back and forth. The unfortunate part is we have 46.4 seconds left. So here we go. It's clutch time now. All right. So Hill's first shot on the two, on the one and one is good. And she gets to go again. So now the score is 34-29 with 46.4 seconds left. Hill's second shot is up. And hits off the front of the iron, no good. Rebounded by number 12. She throws it back out to number 10. Number 10 has it. They're just killing the ball. And they throw it over to 24. And they're going to have to foul number 24 with 37 seconds left. And that foul is going to go on Heidi Scott. And so here we go. Number 24 is going to be shooting two. And that is Schrendel. All right, number 24's first shot is rattles it in, and it's good. So we have a score now of 35-29, and this has been a really close game, even closer than the score indicates. So number 24's shot, second shot is good, and now we have a score of 36-29, and the Lady Hawks are still on a full court press. Maddie Wall is going to take it. She dribbles and passes it in to nobody, and the ball goes away. So number 12 has inbounding duties, and the Irish are on full court, and looks like they did not get it done, or do we have a timeout? So it looks like we have a timeout, and we'll find out what kind. So full timeout, so let's go ahead and take a 1 minute break. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, so the inbound pass, they had to work it down the court a little bit, and then Heidi Scott committed her third foul that sent Hill to the line. She just rattled one. It did not go in. And I'm really impressed with Hill. She's done a good job. I mean, she's got three fouls early, and has managed to stay in the game. And she gets her second shot to drop. We now have a score of 37-29 in favor of the Lady Hawks. They throw the ball up to number four, Nelson, and she loses the handle on it, and now the Lady Hawks have the ball again. And so this game is all decided, and there's 5, 3, 2, 1 second left. And that is the ball game with a final score of 37-29. The win going to the College Place Lady Hawks. Let's go ahead and take a 2-minute break, and we'll come back and we'll recap the game, and we'll get it. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Fighting Irish Up to Sales on KHSS2 94.1 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Irish Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, call Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, Sam Wells, or Lawson Knight. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
It's time to get packing. Hi, this is Sheila with Postal Annex, reminding you that we're here to help with your packing and shipping needs. Whether it's sending a slice of home to your college student, shipping wine, packing precious artwork, or crating family furniture, Postal Annex does it all. We make sure your items are packed to arrive in great shape, and we offer UPS, FedEx, DHL, Postal, or Freight. You choose the carrier that's best for you. We're Postal Annex in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Vision Source Walla Walla has offered comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lens and frames to Walla Walla and the surrounding communities since the late 1970s. Dr. Roseanne Schneller, Dr. Harry Wiesner, and Dr. Danny Wiesner specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of a wide array of eye diseases, conditions, and vision problems. Give yourself the gift of clear vision. Schedule an appointment today. Vision Source Walla Walla, 614 East Alder Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, welcome back. Hold on just a second. You have the final score? I'm sorry. I meant to write it down, and I didn't do it. And so I'm relying on my partner here to... It was... Holy cow. Well... Yeah, anyway, the College Place, I'm sorry I didn't write it down. I was so busy figuring out numbers, and I didn't write it down, but I know he did. It's just we got to figure that out. 37-29. All right, so we had an interesting game. I mean, at the end of the first quarter, it was 8-7. It went 20-15. And then after three periods of play, we were knotted up at 24. And the final score ends up being 37-29. And if the one critique could be is we've got to take care of the ball a little bit better. We're not always ready for passes, and we're not always sure who we're passing to or what we're going to accomplish once we make the pass. So I know Coach is working on that, and I'm sure that he's going to look at the game film and say, hey, we need to do a better job of that. As far as scorers, We didn't have anybody, one individual that led all scores. Lavelle, number 12 from the Lady Hawks had 12, and Morgan Thomas from the Irish had 12. We had Maddie Wall had 10, and then Jenna Hill had 11. And I still want to talk about Jenna Hill. She had three quick fouls in that first period and then was a very, very disciplined player and played a good amount of the minutes and didn't draw her fourth foul until late in the fourth period, and then somehow managed to keep herself in the game, involved, scoring points, and it was pretty amazing. We did have two players that fouled out, number 15, Shea Kasenja, good player. She had maybe a tough night tonight, but I do remember last time she seemed like she had a lot better game. She only ended up with two, but unfortunately she fouled out. And Emily, Emmy, Jimenez, let's get this right, Emmeline Jimenez, number 11. She ends up fouling out, and she had 6 points tonight. And she had a couple of those. They were just drives that, you know, when we see her do that, we know that we have something there. And we just, she knows she's working on this thing with reaching in for fouls and getting herself to quit doing that. And I think she's going to be just fine. One heck of a player. So let's go ahead and take a 2-minute break, and we'll come back and we'll start setting up the boys' game. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS 2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
There's nothing quite like the holiday season. That certain coziness when all the decorations are up, the fireplace warmly glowing as music softly plays on the radio. Our homes are filled with laughter, good food, and hope. As a family-owned and operated business, we're grateful for the extra time spent with loved ones. Thank you to all of our customers. We hope this finds you surrounded by warmth and love. From all of us at Total Comfort Solutions, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
So I invited a coworker to lunch with me at the best of the best deli in town. He says to me, "Man, I'd love to, but I'm gluten-free." So I says to him, "No gluten? No problem. You think Cagini's got nothing for you, huh? Forget about it. We're talking gluten-free delicioso here, pal. Gluten-free spaghetti and meatballs. Fettuccine, lasagna, ravioli, panini. Capisce? Perfect." So we went, and he told me that was crazy good. Cugini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buona Pazzo.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.